yet. It's Thursday, February the 14th, otherwise known as St. Valentine's Day. Save myself a small fortune this year. Didn't buy anybody any roses or any chocolates. Besides the fact, price of cocoa is at an all-time high. Not that I've got anything against St. Valentine's Day, or marriage for that matter. Marriage is an institution, that's if you like institutions. The flip side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-917-8980. Web address, eaglesup.com. Well, the only cheers that we heard from the floor of the NYSE today was when the the swimsuit models paraded for the boys on the floor. Other than that, it was a pretty dismal day. Dow Jones ended down 175 points on the lows of the day, you might add, at 12,376. NASDAQ finishing 41 points to end the day at 2,332. S&P 500 off 18 at 1,348. Why so glum on Wall Street today? Yeah, a number of reasons. Ben Bernanke warns of a worsening economy. The Wall Street boys didn't take that news too well. And subsequently, the news got worse as the day progressed. In the metals complex, gold closed up $3.50 at $9.09 even. Silver up a penny at $17.27. Platinum up $12, 2008. Palladium up $3 at $433. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up 60 cents at $9.0960. Silver up 4 cents at $17.31. Platinum flat, palladium up $4. Crude oil, closing down 35 cents at the day, but still above $95 a barrel, closing at $95.11. And the U.S. dollar index still hanging around the 76 area, closing down by 38 basis points to end the day at 76.12. A lot of interesting stuff today. Fidget downgraded from AAA. Uh-oh. That only leaves two big fund insurers left. We'll find if they're going to be downgraded for a couple of weeks. What happens if they get downgraded? Uh-oh. Banks are going to have to write off billions of more dollars. And great, we'll have that and a lot more with them.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thursday. Well, what a change 24 hours makes on Capitol Hill. Yesterday, while the Congress critters were concerned about Roger Clemens and what he did 10 years ago, as opposed to today, where you had half of the Plunge Protection team being grilled by the Senate and using words like sluggish and deteriorated. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke gave a starkly pessimistic assessment of the nation's economy and signaled that the Fed will cut interest rates further if needed to combat the adverse effects of a prolonged housing slump and the severe credit crisis. Both Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson told the congressional hearing that the economy could still avert a full-blown recession, wishful thinking, but Democrats said they believed the government should be doing much more to help millions of Americans cope with the threatened tidal wave of mortgage foreclosures. Bernanke told the Senate Banking Committee the serious housing slump and credit crisis triggered by rising defaults in subprime mortgages had greatly strained the economy. He said the outlook for the economy has worsened in recent months and the downside risk to growth have increased. Bernanke told the committee to date the largest economic effects of the financial turmoil appear to have been on the housing market, which, as you know, has deteriorated significantly over the past few years. Henry Paulson. Now, I don't know whether the man probably had a stuttering problem in his youth, and that's an unfortunate thing. I used to know a guy who stuttered a lot, and took him many years to overcome it. But if you got a Secretary of the Treasury, and I don't know whether he had a stuttering problem when he was a kid, but he sure got one now. And it doesn't sort of it lend itself to, any confidence in the man that's head of the U.S. Treasury? Either that or he's very unsure of himself for a guy who's worth $300 million. Or simply he's just simply covering up for the boss. Who, if you boil it all down, my friends, if you look, if you, I mean, just watching this Republican Party is almost an embarrassment. Bonilla today demanded that the Republicans walk out of the Senate in disgust that the Democrats wouldn't pass a Spy on America bill, which sets to expire this weekend. So they all walked out like spoiled little children and stood in front of the Capitol steps to make some sort of statement. I don't know. They were upset that the Democrats didn't want to go along with the Spy on America program and didn't want to give immunity to the telephone companies who spy on Americans. And the president, obviously, still digging deep into that bag of let's scare the you-know-what out of the American people by saying, if you don't pass this bill, there are people out there who are plotting and planning events that far surpass whatever happened on September 11th. We need this to protect the American people. Sounds like Nelson Mandela. Well, at least I do. Are people out there just a little, are they just getting fed up with the fear tactics that are promoted by the Republicans and George Bush? I mean, how much fear can you instill in people? Let me tell you what fear is, real fear is. Real fear is opening your mailbox and seeing a letter there from the IRS, which you never expected to get. Now, that puts the fear in God into many people. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's an ad, well, maybe it just runs here in Arizona, but I'm sure it runs all over the country because it's a nationwide organization that talks about how the IRS can ruin your life because they never forget whatever you owe them. And they will pursue you to the ends of the earth. They will garnish your wages. They will attach your property. And they offer a solution. Call us and we'll help you. Why? Because we got a whole bunch of people that work for us that used to work for the IRS harassing the very same people that they are now professing to help. It doesn't make any logical sense, but anyway. Here we have this administration that its whole being is based on the fear factor and stirring the pot of the fear factor. And yet these are the same people that created the problem in the first place. When history reviews this administration, it will without question, not even debatable, go down as the worst administration in the history of the free world. Just think of the calamities that this administration has caused. It has caused America to lose its prestige around the world. Do you want to put a dollar figure on that? The same administration has caused the deaths of countless hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians. Do you want to put a price on that? The same administration is the sole responsibility of the financial and economic collapse we are going through and will obviously only get worse as time progresses. Whatever this man and his administration has touched has turned into chaos of epic proportion. Because besides testimony being given today by Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Paulson, there was also another hearing held in the House, and that hearing was about the bond insurers, and they had the CEOs of all of AMBAC and MBIA up there to testify to tell Congress what the problem was, but also giving testimony today. And not that I agree with him, because I got a problem with guys who are district attorneys, just because I have this thing about government attorneys, because basically they have unbridled power, and they abuse it. They don't use it to the protection of the citizens, rather it's the other way around. But that aside, Eliot Spitzer was the Attorney General in New York City for many years before, what's he now, governor, mayor, whatever, governor, I guess. And he gave testimony today where he points the finger directly at this administration for the cause of the financial meltdown that we are going through. This is what he said. He said, several years ago, state attorney generals and others involved in consumer protection began to notice a marked increase in a range of predatory lending practices by mortgage lenders. Some were misrepresenting the terms of the loans, making loans without regard to consumers' ability to repay, making loans with deceptive teaser rates, and that later ballooned astronomically, packing loans with undisclosed charges and fees, or even paying illegal kickbacks. These and other practices we noticed were having a devastating effect on home buyers. In addition, the widespread nature of these practices, if left unchecked, threatened our financial markets. Even though predatory lending was becoming a national problem, the Bush administration looked the other way, did nothing to protect the American homeowners. In fact, the government chose instead to align itself with the banks that were victimizing the consumer. What did George Bush tell you after 9/11? Go shopping. Predatory lending was widely understood to present a looming national crisis. Of course it was. Even yours truly was saying so at the time. It was unbelievable to me at the time to listen to those commercials.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perculite filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Son of a farmer and a small town southern man. Like his daddy's daddy before him brought up working on the land.
Welcome back to the flip side. My apologies for the unexpected break there. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works. Sometimes it doesn't, so every now and again. And what would a show be without a little technical interruption? Before we go to calls, let me just finish off in case you missed it. Mr. Splitzer said that the administration was effective in thwarting any investigation into the U.S. banks and their predatory lending practices through the agency, which is part and parcel of the plunge protection team called the Office of Comptroller of the Currency. Now, Mr. Splitzer said the OCC had been in existence since the Civil War. Its mission is to ensure the fiscal soundness of national banks, and for 140 years, the OCC examined the books of national banks to make sure that they were balanced, an important but uncontroversial function. But a few years ago, for the first time in its history, the OCC was used as a tool against consumers. In 2003, during the height of the predatory lending crisis, the OCC invoked a clause from an 1863 National Bank Act to issue formal opinions preempting all state predatory lending laws, thereby rendering them inoperative. The OCC also promulgated new rules that prevented states from enforcing any of their own consumer protection laws against national banks. The federal government's actions were so egregious and so unprecedented that all 50 state attorney generals and all 50 state banking superintendents actively fought the new rules. But the unanimous opposition of the 50 states did not deter or even slow the Bush administration in its goal of protecting the banks. In fact, when my office opened an investigation of possible discrimination in mortgage lending by a number of banks, the OCC filed a federal lawsuit to stop the investigation. So not only can you blame this administration for the diabolical mess that it caused after 9/11 and the subsequent failure of occupation in Iraq, well, add this one to it. But the big difference between the two, my friends, is most probably the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan didn't affect you in any way, shape, or form. But this little ditty that they did, yeah, reached out and touched everybody, and everybody is going to pay a huge price for it. Let's go to the phones. We got Abdul in Alabama. Hey, Abdul.
Okay, good evening. Enjoying your show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to put in the illegal drug money. not as quote, it's been several years, maybe 20 years, and it was quoted as being a billion-dollar a day industry in America. Now, the last time I heard laundered money mentioned from the government was way back in the 80s, I believe, in the early 80s, you know. So I'm just concerned here. We got now four drugstores on every corner, and the $1 billion is probably, I don't know what the quote might be now in terms of how much drug money is circulating daily in this society, but the real estate industry would be about the best way to wash that money clean, wouldn't it? I mean, so is that just a downside of you know, this so-called laundered money going into that industry, and this is the flip side of the coin, this calamity in the market today? I'd like to get some kind of input on that, comment on that. Because I was concerned, where is all this money going, you know?
Well, yeah, well, I don't know if you can connect the two in any way, shape, or form. But is the U.S. government involved in shipping illegal drugs into the United States via black operations conducted by the CIA? I don't think that's even a debatable subject.
Right.
I think it's very well documented, and as for washing money, well, they don't really need to wash money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can connect the current economic situation that we have to the CIA's obvious method of financing its black operations by shipping drugs into the United States. I mean, this is something that's been investigated and debated for many years, and it's a reality. But whether you can put the housing crisis and that together, I think is a stretch.
Fine, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that one's a stretch. Tough to figure out how that one will happen. The point that we are making here is quite a simple one, is that all the ills that we find ourselves facing today, whether it's a obvious errors in what happened with the prosecution on the war of terror, to the loss of your freedoms, to now just simply the most egregious of all, just basically stealing your money, is what is going on right now. Huge transfer of wealth taking place. You can put it all at the feet of one George Bush. And we'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. Well, that's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying.
Yeah. Welcome back, my friends. Yes, we're falling right into the trap that they were laying. Come Sunday, a new oil exchange opens. Iranian oil minister has confirmed to Iranian news outlets that the long-awaited oil exchange will begin trading in oil-related products on Sunday, February the 17th. Just what oil-related products means is not yet clear because few details have been released to the public. What we do know is that the oil exchange will be dealing in strictly rial, the Iranian currency or rial. The guess is right now that the exchange, which is located in the Gulf island of Kish, pretty close to where the cables were severed earlier last week, will open trading in oil products and within a short amount of time begin dealing in crude. This comes at a time when Iran's oil output is reaching levels not seen in Iran since 1979. The fear in the United States, in some economic circles, is that the opening of the oil exchange could further lead to a decline of the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is currently the international currency in the trading of crude oil, with all oil exchanges being located in the Western world. But the Iranian oil exchange would seek to change this fact. As long as the U.S. dollar is the only international currency that can be used in purchasing oil, the dollar will remain relatively stable because it will be in demand to purchase oil, if for no other reason. Therefore, countries such as Saudi Arabia are forced to accept dollars for the sale of their crude, and countries such as China and India are forced to keep the dollar on hand to purchase oil. Since the dollar has now fallen below the value of the euro, the opening of the Iranian oil exchange will remove one of the last remaining incentives for nations to hold on to U.S. dollars. Some even go as far as to speculate this looming opening of the oil exchange being a reason for the harsh rhetoric Washington has used in the recent past towards Iran. All of this, however, brings up another problem, my friends. De Beers, yes, on this Valentine's Day, when silly men buy women lumps of coal. I know people get upset when I say, but it is. If people knew how prevalent diamonds were, they wouldn't have such an affinity towards it. And men do funny things when they have no logic in their heads when they're buying diamond rings for a woman they're trying to impress, because logic goes out of the window. And they buy a big rock for $10,000 as a sign and a token of their esteem and their love. Well, the esteem and the love is a fleeting thing, and then soon as that all breaks down and things fall apart and they demand their ring back, and then they run down to the local exchange to sell the ring that they paid $10,000 for, they can't figure out why the guy's only offering them $5,000. Well, guess what? That aside, De Beers, a chief executive, has made waves this week when he suggested that the global demand, the global diamond industry considers pricing these shiny gems in a currency other than the U.S. dollar. That comment from the head of the world's largest diamond company is the latest in a string of signs that the greenback's glory days could be fading. A UBS investment research report that said while it would be wrong to write off the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency, its roughly 90-year iron grip on that position is loosening. The use of the U.S. dollar as an international reserve currency is in decline, said UBS economist Paul Donovan. The market share of the dollar in international transactions is likely to decline over the coming months and years, but only persistent policy error or considerable fiscal strain is likely to cause the dollar to lose its reserve status entirely. Now, that's something to think about. So the Iranians are making a move to move the dollar out of the oil industry. De Beers, the diamond mines, are pricing their diamonds. Not a big thing, but it's still out there. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Mo in Oregon. Hey, Mo.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Noel, taking my call. You were talking about the Iran situation. Right. Absolutely, what you have talked is correct. And I have a new information. And it is an Iranian unity exercise going to be happen within this month or early of the March. And if this is very big possibility, the World War III will start in February, March area. And another
it's happening
thing,
on Sunday. The oil exchange opens on Sunday.
Yeah, yes, I know. But Iranian has a unity exercise in the Persian Gulf called Unity 86. And as a result, it may have to go to the new second Gulf of Tonkins.
Well, obviously, I mean, that was what happened prior to Bush's visit to the Middle East.
Sure, you know, because McCain said we have 100 years of wars to come. So Iran is the next, and Syria is the next, and then 78 other countries are the next on the line. I mean, what the hell we are going to do? I mean, we are going to make a bomb 80 countries in next 100 years? Come on, what's going on? And Mr. McCain has no capability to become a president of United States of America. I mean, if he wants to become, I will have no choice to vote for Hillary instead. At least Hillary is more psychologically better.
Well, I mean, what you're trying to do there is choose between two evils.
Exactly.
And there will be very little or any difference between Hillary's foreign policy and current administration's foreign policy, because they are both beholden to the Israeli lobby.
Exactly.
If you read Israeli newspapers, as I do on a consistent basis, their greatest fear, the two people that they feared the most becoming president of the United States was Ron Paul and Barack Obama.
Right. But we are so disappointed from Ron Paul anyway that he's not going to run as a third party. I mean, he left us alone. I mean, we give all his donation to him. We all supported him. We did everything we could in our power to tell him, yes, go ahead for the third party. Hell with the Republican Party, you know. But he, at the end, he says, hell with you guys. I mean,
No. I understand there's a certain amount of angst out there. First of all, you got to understand something. Because Ron Paul has done more in the last 12 months than anybody else has done in the last 20 years.
Yes, I don't deny that.
Absolutely. Now, what you've got to understand is
frustration.
And the argument many people had when he originally announced that he was going to run for president was they were hoping he was going to run on a third party. Had he run on a third party ticket, there's no question nobody would have heard anything he said, because the mainstream media does not cover third party candidates. So by maintaining as a Republican, obviously a lot of people who have never heard that message before, you've got to understand, Ron Paul's message has been heard for the first time by millions of people. And it has an effect. But had he run on an independent third party, nobody would have heard that message. So he's done an enormous amount of good, and even though he mathematically doesn't have a chance of being nominated at the Republican convention, but the fact is, he has started a movement that could have an effect down the road. And I know, I mean, we're in a society where we want instant gratification. And if our candidate doesn't obviously achieve the ultimate objective, then we take our ball and we want to go home.
But because because we don't have democracy in the United States. If we had democracy, we would back up Mr. Ron Paul. He would run for the third or fourth party or a fifth party. I mean, two party take 300 million hostages in the United States. I mean, two parties. I mean, both of them are the same. Both of them have the same agenda. Both of them, both of them are evil. And which one you want to watch, of course, between the both of the evils, you go ahead and you go vote for Hillary or Obama. You know?
Well,
I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean,
sure,
but
let me correct you. We are living in a democracy. I mean, this is the reason we got the problems we have, because we are in a democracy. We live in a one-man, one-vote, majority-rule society. This is not what the founders envisioned as a constitutional republic. America is a constitutional republic which had limits as to who could vote, was abandoned long ago.
Exactly.
We can thank Abraham Lincoln for obviously dissolving of the Union, as opposed to the myth that he was trying to unify the Union. But yeah, this form of government we have today is far removed from the intent of the founding fathers. And it is a democracy. And unfortunately, all democracies end up going the same way. And we just on a slower track than most, but the main problem that we have is that even if Ron Paul runs as a third party, we have a
problem with the mainstream media.
It's
okay. And I wish he would run. He put a slap on the faces of the Republican and Democrats, that they're, both of them are, as you say, describe them, are not good people. None of them are good people. So at least it shows that, yes. But I think his life was threatened. I think they told him, if you do that, we are going to, do something bad to you. So he's scared. I think that's the main possibility. He doesn't want to run for the third party.
I don't think so. Obviously he's going to retain his seat. He most probably is going to be one of the only Republicans that is going to retain his seat in Congress. Come November, it's my strong feeling that, and this is unfortunate, but Republicans are going to lose. They'll have the biggest loss in the history of the Republican Party come November. They will lose more seats in both the House and the Senate, because there are very few independently minded Republicans that are running for re-election. All they can run on is obviously the failed record of George Bush. It's a reason why John McCain will not become president of the United States. And it's because of the fact that his platform has been widely rejected by a large majority of Americans. Americans are tired of wars. Americans are tired of the last 8 years of the Bush administration, and John McCain is just simply an extension of of current Bush administration policies.
Exactly. And I agree with you, but you have frustration. You have to understand.
Sure, I understand the frustration. I understand it more than most people.
I mean, we thought that we are going to get our beloved country back. We are going back to the real Constitution. The answer to 1984 is 1776. But unfortunately, it's not going to be that.
A lot of people have frustration. Sure, a lot of people have forgotten about 1776.
Exactly.
Because that was, and it proves a point that I've been saying all along. No country that's ever been occupied by a foreign force has ever been successful in encountering the indigenous peoples. When we go back to 1776, what a lot of people don't remember is that America was being occupied by a foreign force, namely the British.
Exactly.
Who had the finest military on the face of the earth, and it was ultimately overthrown by a bunch of ragtag guys, some of them without shoes and rusty muskets.
Exactly.
Which proves the point on occupation.
And the same thing happened to Iran, Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh. They kick him out, and they brought Shah of Iran. Shah wasn't good either. And then they brought they gave him Ayatollah Air France. They brought him to the Iran, and then they put him in charge. And he's even evil than the Shah of Iran. So it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing done by British imperialism.
Yeah, well, history has a funny way of repeating itself over and over again. Hey, thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. Well, 10. Alex, goodbye. We'll return and wrap it all up for this third.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Thursday. I've added a new addition to the website at eaglesup.com. Get a lot of emails from people asking me, because every now and again I mention mining stocks that I have. And so I put out, I put up 7 of the mining stocks that I like. It's 3 golds, 3 silver, and 1 palladium. And you can access and watch it. They were all down today except for Silver Wheaton. But by and large, they performed very well over the last year. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Hey, Don.
First, I was wondering, who is the biggest producer of nickel?
Oh, good question. I think the United States.
Okay. And on my credit card, if my balance says so much and they say my interest rate is so much, how do I check to make sure, you know, use a calculator or whatever, that the interest rate that they're charging me actually equals out to that percentage rate?
Well, it should state it on your invoice.
Right, but I'm saying I've heard before that they have charged more than what the actual, you know, like the total amount of your credit debt is, and they say that you have like 11.9% interest rate, but they're charging more than what that would actually equal out to be, and I just wanted to check to make sure they weren't trying to do it to me.
Oh, look, you've just got to take it as a given. They're going to try and steal your money. I mean, they do it all the time. I had a problem about a month and a half ago, and I have, you know, unfortunately, I'm an internet person, so I pay all my bills online, and they automatically pay. In other words, as the bill comes in, I get notified, and I pay the bill. And I know that I paid at least 2 days before my due date came about. But I got a late payment charge on my card, and I called them in, and they said, well, we got it on the day that you were supposed to pay, but it came in too late. And there's no question that what these credit card companies do, that they will only post your payment the day after the due date, so they can charge you the $39. Now, a lot of people don't query that, or a lot of people don't even bother looking at their statements.
You go through MyCheckFree or what?
Sorry?
You go through MyCheckFree or a different
company? No, I use through my bank. I have a automatic pay online.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So I went back and looked, and there's actually a disclaimer on the page that, and I should have read it. But even though you will pay the bill days before your due date is, the bank doesn't guarantee that your money will get there within the time period. They always say give us anywhere from 3 to 5 days, which I didn't know about. Now I know about it. But yeah, I mean they've got all kind. Look, they charge you for everything.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how can I find out if my bank, which is Huntington right now, is stable or not?
Oh well, first of all, I checked to make sure it's FDIC insured, not that that's any guarantor. But I'm sure if you go onto Bankrate, it's a website that keeps track of banks, supposed to be fairly accurate. But
.com?
Sorry?
.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Bankrate.com. Anyway, sorry we didn't have more time. Sorry, it never left me. Anyway, my friends, till tomorrow, my favorite day of the week. Hope you have a pleasant afternoon.